I send you forth in my name to teach and heal and do good. Be kind, loving, and compassionate to all. First, you will go to Samaria, to the villages, and...
But why did the Master send the 70 to Samaria? He's just been refused sanctuary there. They repulsed him.
He loves them just the same.
They were rude to him, yet you say he loves them. How can such a thing be?
You may not understand such love, Judas. Neither can I. But Jesus does.
The Samaritans have always been at odds with us Israelites, and I...
Pardon me, sir.
Yes? Oh, you're a stranger. Welcome to our little village.
Thank you. This is my traveling companion.
Greetings.
Salutations. So, you two are traveling?
Yes, sir. To Jerusalem.
But that is, we Samaritans do not think highly of the Judean Israelites.
Yes, we know.
They're a hateful, bigoted people. We despise them. Oh, by the way, I suppose you're on your way to Jerusalem for a merchandising purpose.
No, sir.
Well, I didn't think so. You just don't look like merchants. You look more, like shepherds.
We are followers. Disciples of Jesus of Nazareth.
Oh, yes, I've heard of him.
We prepare the way for him. There are 70 of us. Two by two, we go before Jesus, visiting the places he will visit, telling the people he will shortly be here, and inviting them to listen to his teachings while he is here.
Well, a well-planned visit, obviously. And I like things to be done well and properly, orderly.
Do you know Jesus?
Oh, I've heard about him. Many things. The latest is that our own people here in Samaria refused him overnight lodging. A terrible thing, I think. An insult. Yet he's coming here anyway.
Well, the Master loves everyone, even those who would spit on him. He loves sinner and saint alike. It is only the sin that Jesus abhors, not the sinner.
That sounds reasonable, but mighty hard to do. And yet, I doubt if I've ever seen anyone who does it.
Cannot be done except through Jesus.
I don't know what you mean by... Well, maybe... Have you and your companion found a place to stay while you're among us?
No, sir.
I would be happy to have you remain here with us as long as you wish.
You have plenty of room?
Oh, yes. Well, we have a small daughter. She can't walk. Oh, she'd gladly sleep just anywhere. You can have her bed. Come, we can talk of Jesus as we walk.
In all the world, there's no better man or subject.
Well, here she is, the daughter I spoke about.
How do you do, miss?
A pretty little girl. Greetings.
You're nice, both of you. I'm glad you came.
They're going to stay a while.
Oh, that's better yet. How long can you stay?
Several days, perhaps.
Where's Mother?
I think she went to the spring to get some water and pick me some flowers.
Well, I'll go help her. That is, if you don't mind, smiling eyes.
I think these men are nice. I'd like to talk to them.
Well, I'll be right back. Now you entertain our guests.
I will, Father. Father treats me so nice. He's never cross, even though I can't walk. Are you going to stay here forever?
No. No, we're on our way to Jerusalem.
Wish I could go there. People say it's so beautiful.
Is your name Smiling Eyes?
Oh, no. Father just calls me that. He loves me so much, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Everyone loves you. I can see that, Smiling Eyes. How long has it been since you could walk?
I never could. I've always been like this.
Do you want to walk?
Of course, but I... No, not really. I mean, Mother and Father help me get around. That way I'm always here to help Mother with the work, and I try to smile and be cheerful, so they'll smile and be cheerful too.
Do you believe God could heal you?
God? Of course he could. He's all-powerful. Didn't you know that?
Sometimes I forget it, but I'll try not to anymore. Ever. Do you believe Jesus of Nazareth could heal you?
Jesus? Is he the one who sent you?
He is.
if he's the Son of God, like some people say he is, he could heal me just as easily as God could.
Jesus is the Son of God.
Then he can cure me.
Do you believe that I or my companion can cure you?
You? How can you heal me?
We are Jesus' disciples. He has sent us out to do good unto all who believe, to heal, to comfort, to make see and hear.
Then you can. If Jesus said you can, you can.
I say unto thee, little girl, in the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Be thou well.
My leg, look at it. It's healed. I'm healed. I can walk. I can help Mother more. I can even help Father with his work. I won't be a burden to anyone. Oh, thank you, both of you. Thank you.
It was not of ourselves, dear. It was the power of God through his Son, Jesus.
Then thank them for me. Oh, please do. I'm going to run down to the spring and tell Father and Mother. Mother, Father, I'm well. I can walk. Mother, Father, look at me. I'm well. Jesus did it. Jesus and God and those lovely men.
Thank you, Master. Blessings be upon this home.